2024 Summer Olympics betting predictions.
If you want to make money betting on the Olympics this summer, we've got five locks for you.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very special episode. We're going to be previewing the 2024 Summer Olympics and showcasing five absolute locks where you can make money betting on the Olympics.
I don't know about you, but the Olympics only comes around every 4 years for the Summer Olympics. I'm dialed in. I want to watch these guys. I want to see the fastest human beings on the planet. I want to see these guys do jumping over crazy amounts of distances. It's mind-blowing stuff, right? Like, these guys are training their whole life to be here in this moment. So I'm already going to be watching it. So why not make it a little bit more interesting?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, look, if you've been following the show for a while, you know we recently partnered with BlockBet, with Block Asset. We started doing some sports betting on a crypto sports betting website.
We killed it during the UEFA. Yeah. By the way, I'm up like $500-$600.
Yeah, 100%. We were sharing some absolute banger bets on the soccer or football for the Euros. We share the bets on our Twitter. We share them on our Discord. But now we're starting to do a bit of different episodes here. We're actually going to do episodes about our favorite crypto sports betting picks, which are all found on BlockBet. So if you like any of the absolute five betting locks that we have for the Summer Olympics, you can bet on any of these events on BlockBet, which if you're not already signed up, I don't know why you're not signed up. They're giving away a ton of like bonuses, bet bonuses, referrals. We'll get into that later. But yeah, check out the link and listen to these five absolute locks.
Okay, so maybe we could jump right into maybe the one event that everybody's going to be watching.
Yep.
That's 100-meter dash.
It's the flagship event of the Olympics, yeah, right?
It's like one of the last events that occurs.
Yep.
So it's important maybe to get these bets in now because eventually there's going to be people, you know, as the time comes, the odds are going to change. This is the opportunity, if you place your bets now, to maybe get some of the best odds that exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because It's at the 100 meters at the very end of the Olympics.
The smart money is going to start to come in, yep. But we're going to get in early. So when you look at the 100 meter, it's kind of an interesting event because usually I feel like, I mean, Usain Bolt dominated for like 12 years or something.
Yeah.
The guy was winning the gold every time. So it's really not worth it betting. In these events, when there's like a massive favorite, it's like 1.1 to odds. It's like, unless you're betting big money, it's not really worth it, right? But the field is super open for the 100 meter for a lot of these events we're going to be talking about today, which actually an open field is more interesting for betting.
It absolutely is.
Because even the favorites, like the odds are decent. So this Kishane Thompson guy from Jamaica, he seems to be the consensus favorite at 2.1 to 1. But I like this Noah Lyles guy. The American, he is the guy, he dominates the 200 meter and he started to show a massive improvement in the 100 meter. He is arguably the fastest man in the world right now. And his odds are 3 to 1. Mm. So he's not the favorite. I like Noah Lyles. I think it's going to be his Olympic games.
I'm not sure if Noah has the start necessary for the 100 meters. He is a 200 meter specialist. Mm-hmm. I know he's been working with a new coach and trying to get that acceleration phase down the first 30 meters, which is super critical.
For sure.
But, you know, why would I like Noah? He won gold in the 2023 World Championships in the 100 meter, the 200 meter, and the 4x100 meter.
Yeah.
He won the recent 2023 championships with a 9.83 seconds. But he doesn't have the best starts. So that's when I look to Kishane Thompson. He has a PB of 9.77 this year. So their times are so close. One do you go with? Do you go with the Kishane, who definitely has the fastest time this year, or somebody who is attempting to win their first Olympic medal and a gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I think I'm going to bet. I'm going to go with the slight underdog. I'm going to bet on Noah Lyles at 3.05 to 1.
I'm taking Noah Lyles as well.
Yeah, I like it. Let's show the money. First lock, first Beanstalk Summer Olympics lock, Noah Lyles in the 100 meter.
Yes.
Let's jump right into the 200 meter then, because I think you have to bet on Noah Lyles in the 200 meter.
I don't even have a second guy to bet
on. This guy dominates. He has never lost the 200 meter, basically. He won the last Olympics. He hasn't lost a race since the last Olympics. And honestly, 1.35 to 1 is decent. You know, if I put $500, I'm making a little bit of money on Noah Lyles to win the 200 meter. And he doesn't lose.
No, he doesn't. So he's won the 200 meter in the World Championships in 2019, 2022, 2023, setting a new American record in 2022 with a 19.31.
Yeah.
The way I would include this bet, because it is a lock, I would use like the bet boost.
Yep.
The combo boost that Block Bet offers.
Yep.
And I would just tag this on. So let's say I'm doing my 100 meter bet. I'm taking Noah Lyles. I'm going to combo it and add him to the 200 meter, and that's going to increase your odds significantly.
Yeah.
So that's how I do this one.
And interesting, because BlockBet is offering, they have actually a special offer just for this episode, which you can get through our referral link in the description. Already, through our link, you're going to get a 200% deposit bonus. But for the Summer Olympics special BlockBet bonus, when you bet $10, you get an extra $20 to bet.
Yeah.
So basically giving away free money.
Yeah, it's free
Pretty
money.
Awesome. But what I will say about the 200 meters is, because there is such a massive favorite, potentially, I could sprinkle a little bit on a dark horse.
Right.
And, you know, being Canadian, we all know about this Andre DeGrasse guy. He won, I think he won the last Olympics in 200 meters in Tokyo.
Right.
He's always a contender. Andre DeGrasse tends to not perform well at, like, the World Championships, the non-Olympic, but he always saves his best for the Olympic years. And Andre DeGrasse at 19 to 1, you never know if he's going to pull the cat out of the bag here, pull the rabbit out of the hat, right? Like, I think I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of money on Andre DeGrasse at 19 to 1, in addition to putting a lot of money on Noah Lyles at 1.35 to 1.
Yeah, I'll be putting a lot of money on Noah for the 200 meter. No
question. Go Noah! I'm a huge Noah guy.
Yeah. Well, if you watch that Netflix documentary that's out, like the Diamond Series and all that stuff, those guys all compete in.
Yeah.
Because you have a fascinating look into their whole world and how they all, you know, the inner workings of it all. It's interesting. So I got to like really see his personality, and you can see how much he really wants the 100 meter and the 200 meter this year.
I could see him, like, you know, there's always like stories of the Olympics. Yeah. I could see Noah Lyles, the American, and everyone hype him up. He wins the 100 meter, wins the 200 meter.
Fuck yeah.
We're winning money on Block Bet. Everyone's laughing.
Yeah, I like
you know
it.
What I mean? All right, let's move on, continue. You know, I feel like Summer Olympics, it's all about, like, the athletics, right?
For sure.
Sprinting. Let's go to high jump.
Okay.
High jump has always been one of my favorites. I used to love competing in high jump when I was, like, younger.
Me too, yeah. I loved it.
It's so much fun.
Like, so nervous.
Just jumping high, right? So this is another interesting field because, I don't know, I guess it's, there's no, like, massive favorite in, like, Noah Lyles. There's no guy that's, like, 1.1 to 1. So there's some interesting guys. So I think the favorite is this Gianmarco Tamberi guy.
Of Italy, yeah.
Italian. So he won gold at the 2023 World Athletics Championships. I think he's got to be one of the favorites. So he would be probably one of the guys I'd be looking at. But then there's also this Javon Harrison from America.
So when I look at the odds, right? And Javon Harrison's paying way better. Mm-hmm. Significantly better.
Yeah.
Like three times better.
5.25 to 1.
Yeah. A lot better, right? So I looked at... Here's what I looked at. I looked at how they both, what was their best jump in 2024 this year?
Yep.
Gianmarco, 2.37, and Javon Harrison, 2.34.
Yep.
So very, very close. But in the 2023 World Championships, they both cleared 2.36. So that was the winning jump, 2.36. Javon Harrison was able to do that. Gianmarco, he did it on his first jump, did it easily. Mm-hmm. Javon Harrison took him two jumps. That's why he finished second.
That's right.
So
it's called the countback rule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Javon Harrison's 25 years old. We got Gianmarco at 32 years old. I might go with the younger guy and take the better odds. And that's why I'd probably put like $5-$10 on Javon.
I like Javon Harrison as well. I think the odds, it seems like a dead split even to me. Like either like 50-50 split between Gianmarco and Javon to win that. When you have one guy, Gianmarco's at 2.4 to 1, and you have Javon at 5.25 to 1.
Yeah.
You know, I like the juicy odds, baby.
I know his first and
second. Give me those juicy odds.
Yeah, I know his first and second, the world champ. So.
Yeah. I think we're going American heavy here. So
yeah.
Give me Javon Harrison at 5.25 to 1. You can find that on BlockBet as well in the high jump area.
Yeah.
Now we'll just move to long jump. Now this is a bit of, this one's maybe more like the 200 meters. So long jump, another really interesting one to watch. This one has a massive favorite.
A massive favorite.
Massive favorite. This guy, I'm probably going to butcher his name. Miltiadis Tentaglou.
Yeah, Greece.
He did pretty good there from Greece.
Yeah, I think that was good.
1.37-1. He won the gold medal at the 2023 World Championships. He was the Olympic championship in Tokyo. This guy, he's the long jump guy. But at 1.37-1, I'm not sure I love it because, as you brought up earlier, this Wayne Pinnock guy from Jamaica, he's right there.
Yeah. And his odds are way better.
What's wrong? 14-1.
Yeah. So,
bro, give me the juicy odds, baby.
He won the silver at the World Championships, finishing only 2 centimeters short. Not much.
Yeah.
You know, that little takeoff pad where they got a hit, like, perfectly. If he just steps, you know, maybe that 1 or 2 centimeters closer to that pad and the other guy misses, hey, that's your 14-1 right there.
At 14.3-1, the fact that he can almost, he's right there with this Greek guy.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Jamaican. I'm going Wayne Pinnock, 14.3-1. Sprinkle me on some of that. I like a good underdog bet.
I'm taking Wayne as well.
Yeah, 100%. Come on, Wayne. All right, let's go to swimming.
Okay.
Swimming is another, you know, I feel like when you turn on the Summer Olympics and you don't know what's on, you're going to see running or swimming.
For sure.
It's just always running and swimming, maybe biking.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to go to swimming. I feel like the flagship swimming event is the men's freestyle 100 meter.
For sure, yeah.
That means you can swim, I think it's 2 lengths.
Yeah.
4 lengths, 2 lengths. Any style you want. They're going to go front crawl, whatever. This one's interesting. So we haven't discussed, we don't know who each of us is going to take, but there's the clear favorite, the Chinese guy. Pan Zanel. Anyway, so Pan, he's a clear favorite.
Yeah.
He won gold at the Asian Games. He's got the best time. He is potentially looking at setting a world record. But his odds at 1.9, like, I feel like that's decent enough to take. I think I'm actually going to sprinkle on two guys in this event. I feel like, so basically Pan's 2-1.
Yeah.
And he's potentially looking at a world record, like beating Michael Phelps' record.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
But then there's also this Kyle Chalmers guy from Australia. Who I like. He's 10-1. He claimed gold at the 2023 World Aquatics Championship. His time is just short of Pan's by like 0.1 second. So at 10-1, I feel like, you know, I would put more money on Pan, but I might sprinkle on Kyle.
I was going to look at this David Popovici guy from Romania.
Okay.
So he's a world record holder in 2022.
Yep.
And he failed to medal in the 2023 World Champs, but put up his best time of a 4.688. This year,
okay,
which is only an eighth of a hundredth of a second off of
it's crazy
off Pan.
How,
but it matters. Smart. So, yeah. You know, when you look at all these times, it's like, you know, people who go for their jogs and try to do their 10K. That trying to get from like, or sorry, let's use a golfing terminology, trying to go from 100 golfer into the 90s is like really difficult.
Yeah.
Going from a 90 to, you can consistently get like 90, it's like, fuck, I can't get into the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s.
I've noticed that Kyle Chalmers has not been under 47 seconds all year.
Right.
I don't think he's going to have what it takes to get into the 46s. So that's where I'm going to go with David, or I'm going to go with Penn, because both guys have demonstrated multiple times that they can get into the 46s.
What's the Romanian guy's odds?
It's 2-1.
2-1. Okay. So he's right up there with Penn.
Yeah.
Maybe taking Kyle for like a top three or something could be a better bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. So I think we both like Penn. We both like the Romanian guy. Maybe Kyle on a sprinkle. Maybe a top three for Kyle. We'll see. All right, let's go to, you know what event I always love watching in Summer Olympics? Beach volleyball.
Yeah, me too.
Beach volleyball is like we play a bit of beach volleyball here where we live. Beach volleyball is awesome. Like, it's just two people on two people. It's like one of those like showcase events. It's kind of like, it's in the spotlight, right? And it's cool because there's like the group stages, there's the knockout stages. It's pretty cool. So this is a really interesting one. There's some interesting teams out here. I want to let you go first in this one, and then I'll tell you what I think.
I'm personally going to go with France.
Okay.
Because it's being held in, the Olympics are being held in Paris.
Yep.
I'm going with the home court. I believe they're reigning world champs. So I believe in taking France in this one.
What are their odds?
6-1.
6-1. Yeah, I like this because like it seems like a pretty wide open.
It's pretty wide open.
All the fields are pretty good. So the two teams that I was doing a lot of digging into was, so Norway is the top ranked team in the world. Their odds are 4.3 because they were unexpectedly eliminated in the quarterfinals at the World Championships. So they might not be in top form. So that one, it's like you look at it in two modes. It's like, okay, they are the top ranked. They've shown that they're the best team when they're on, but their odds are pretty long at 4.3. Mm. I feel like if they had won the World Championships, their odds would be like 2-1.
Yeah.
But they've maybe slipped up a little bit. Maybe one of them, who knows, maybe they're injured. You never know in sports, right?
The other one is Brazil. Brazil's always up. It's like, I don't know. For some reason, it seems like Brazil is always in the top three.
Yep.
Every single time. Like that, I would take a Brazil in the top three finish as well.
Who I'm taking, though, is the Czech Republic.
Really?
Czechia.
Wow.
Czechia at 11.5 to 1. So these guys have come out of nowhere. They won the gold at the 2023 FIVB World Championships, the first time a Czech men's team ever done that. They beat the top-ranked Norway team in the quarters and then went on to win. They also won the gold at the Paris Elite 16. So they won gold in Paris. They know the courts. They know the sand.
Yeah.
They know that area. And I think at 11.5 to 1.
That's pretty good odds.
You know me, baby. I like those juicy odds. So I'm going with Andrej Perusik and David Schwiener from Czechia to win the men's beach volleyball.
Okay. All right.
And I like those long odds, baby. I like that.
So 100 meters, we got Noah Lyles as a lock. Yep. We got Noah Lyles 200 meters.
Absolute lock. Sprinkle on Andre DeGrasse.
We're probably going to take Javon Harrison. Yep. In the high jump, yep. We got Wayne Pinnock for the long jump, 13-1. And we have Panzanel. And we have David Popovici from Romania.
I think it's Panzanli.
Zanli.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're never going to be able to say it. for the swimming freestyle 100 meters, you know, we like France. We like
Czechia.
We like Czech and Brazil for volleyball.
Yeah.
And then what do we have, basketball?
We got the last one, yeah. So men's basketball for the Olympics.
Yeah.
This is another, like, everyone watches. This is probably the biggest superstars in the world that are in the Olympics is in the men's basketball.
Uh-huh.
So this is an interesting one because, okay, you have the USA. Their odds are so low because they have the dream team.
Of course.
They got Curry,
LeBron
Tatum. Okay. Like, they're stacked.
The Monstars.
It's the Monstars. Like, these guys win almost every time. Yeah. I feel like they're actually taking it seriously this time. Sometimes they don't take. I feel like these guys are like, we are going to dominate. We're the Olympic men's U.S. basketball team. So it's not really worth it to bet on them. Because you know what? Maybe they slip up. And like at the odds, like 1.2 to 1 to win the gold. They have to win the groups. They have to go through the knockout stages. I don't think the risk is there to bet on one. Unless you're betting like 10 grand on these guys.
What's the point?
Not worth it. So we found a very interesting and overlooked bet that I think is an absolute lock. Now, we are Canadian. And what we've noticed lately is that the Canadian men's basketball team has gotten real good. We have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who has finished second in the MVP voting.
Yep.
We got Jamal Murray. We got RJ Barrett, Lou Dort, Dylan Brooks. These are all NBA stars.
A bunch of big names.
Big names. Now, we were debating maybe taking like Canada to come second, but the way that the draws are. So, yeah, like it doesn't really make sense to bet on Canada to win because like the way that the knockouts, they could just get drawn to play the U.S. in like the quarterfinals or the semifinals because it's like a random draw. Yeah. So even though we do like Canada, to take them to win the tournament is... I mean, maybe I'll bet a little sprinkle on it, but it's not the lock.
Right.
The lock is Canada to win the group.
And we're going to take them to win the group because, A, they have a star-studded lineup, right? The group that they're in, it seems as though they can win that, like, based off the current competition.
Yep.
But it's also, we've just done, what, 5 bets? Mm-hmm. We don't have a Canadian team to cheer for yet.
Yeah.
And I want to have some money on one on probably the best opportunity in a sport that we're definitely going to be watching.
For sure.
So let's take the Canadian team to win the group.
So we're going to take Canada to win their group, which is 1.5 to 1, which I really like those odds. The basketball teams that the Canadian men's Olympic basketball team is against in their group is Spain, Greece, and Australia. Now, typically, Spain is one of the powerhouses of Olympic basketball, but their team is not what it used to be. They've lost all their big stars. They're old. They're retired. So the Spanish team actually sucks now. Mm. Australia, they got like one or two guys, but very meh. Like Canada's going to beat these guys. Yeah. And Greece, they don't really have anyone. So I'm thinking Canada's going to win all 3 of those games by handy margins. I think Canada to win the group is my lock of the tournament.
No, I like it. It's a fucking hell of a lock.
Yeah, that's a lock. I'm going to be fucking loading it on Canada to win the group at the basketball. And honestly, I might sprinkle a little bit on them to win the tournament. Just like, you know, why not? They're 12-1.
Yeah.
It's one basketball game, right? Yeah. Like, you even see in, like, the NBA, like, the 7-game series is, like, the shit teams maybe poach one game. Who knows? Maybe Canada just
that one poach puts out one game.
You never know, man. Maybe Curry gets injured. You never know.
The Harlem Globetrotters lost one time.
Yeah, they lost. Anything can happen, bro. Yeah. It's sports, right? Yeah. We've seen crazy upsets. I'm taking Canada to win the group. I'm taking Canada, sprinkle a little bit to win the tournament as a homer bet as a Canadian.
Yeah, I like it. So those are the beanstalk locks. Mm-hmm. You know, we've analyzed the data. We see who the top favorites are. But we've also looked at who are the guys who can really sneak up from behind and really make a really nice payday for our picks.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the research we've done. These are the picks we're going to be taking. We'll share them with you and see how we finish up with.
Yeah, what we'll do is in the description of the episode, along with our exclusive BlockBet referral link, where you're going to get a 200% deposit bonus and the $20 exclusive bet for the Olympics, we'll actually put the exact link to each of the bets, because right. sometimes it's very specific bets we're talking about here. Yeah. So we'll put all the bets that we made and put the exact URL link to find each of these bets. So you click on it, it'll take you right to the men's 100 meter sprint. You click on it, it'll take you right to the Canadian group winner, right? So I'll make it easy on you guys. Again, you know, we say the locks, but it's sports betting. Like, anything can happen. This isn't financial advice. This isn't gambling advice. We're making these bets. You can too. You're going to get a ton of exclusive giveaways and offers using our referral link on BlockBet. And look, I think these episodes are pretty fun. We like talking about sports. If there's any sporting events coming up that you guys want us to cover, give our bets, tell you some cool bets on BlockBet, let us know in the comments, and we'll keep doing them.
All right, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.